Imagine a world where machines can predict what you'll buy before you know you want it, where your health problems are diagnosed before symptoms appear, where traffic accidents become rare because vehicles anticipate hazards seconds before humans could notice them. This isn't science fiction. It's the economic revolution unleashed when prediction became cheap. The breakthrough moment came in 2012 at the ImageNet competition, when neural networks suddenly slashed image recognition error rates by an unprecedented margin. This triggered Google's $600 million acquisition of DeepMind and eventually prompted China's multi-billion dollar AI investments. What happened? Prediction, filling in missing information using data you have, became radically cheaper, setting off ripples that continue transforming our economy and society. What makes this revolution so powerful yet deceptively subtle? When something fundamental becomes drastically cheaper, whether artificial light in the 1800s or prediction today, it transforms society in ways both expected and surprising. An improvement from 98% to 99.9% accuracy might seem modest, but it reduces errors 20-fold, enough to completely reshape industries. And prediction machines are now tackling problems we never previously thought of as prediction challenges. Google Translate improved by asking, "What English text would a human translator produce?" rather than adding grammatical rules. Economists view AI as a price reduction in prediction. Like the internet reduced communication costs, AI collapses prediction costs, reshaping business fundamentals. Prediction machines transform activities not previously seen as prediction problems. Self-driving cars predict, what would a human driver do? Translation services predict, what would a human translator write? This reframing creates new automation possibilities. As prediction becomes cheap, we'll use it more frequently and in novel ways. Complete decisions require both prediction and judgment. Machines excel at the former, while humans maintain advantage in the latter, creating a partnership where machines predict and humans specify what matters. If prediction is the heart of modern AI, data is its lifeblood. Machine learning systems require three data types: input data, what you want predictions about, training data, examples pairing inputs with outcomes, and feedback data, information about prediction accuracy. Cardiogram exemplifies this by detecting irregular heart rhythms with 97% accuracy using wearable data from 6,000 users. While data shows diminishing statistical returns, it often creates increasing economic returns in competitive markets. Slightly more data than competitors can yield disproportionate advantages, like Google's edge with rare search queries or Tesla's self-driving capabilities improving with each mile driven. The first company to accumulate sufficient data can establish a difficult lead. Quality, quantity, and timing of data collection all matter strategically. Clean, well-labeled data typically outperforms larger quantities of noisy information. And in dynamic environments, historical data quickly loses relevance. These strategic choices determine which companies will thrive in the AI economy. As prediction machines improve, a new division of labor emerges between humans and AI. Donald Rumsfeld's framework of known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns helps explain where each excels. With rich data on familiar scenarios, known knowns, machine prediction outperforms humans in fraud detection, medical imaging, and quality control. However, humans still dominate with limited data, known unknowns. While machines struggle with sparse information, we can recognize faces after seeing them once, or apply analogies to new situations. Scientists are developing one-shot learning, but these scenarios still require human intervention. Prediction machines' most dangerous weakness is confidently providing wrong answers, unknown knowns, often from misunderstanding causality. When machines don't grasp what generated their training data, they make critical errors. Gary Kasparov described a chess algorithm that sacrificed its queen immediately because it learned queen sacrifices preceded victories, completely reversing the actual causal relationship. This creates an efficient prediction-by-exception approach where machines handle routine scenarios while humans focus only on unusual cases flagged by the system, enhancing our capabilities rather than replacing us. As AI improves prediction, the value of human judgment increases. While machines predict, only humans can express the relative rewards of different actions. Better prediction creates more opportunities for judgment, not fewer. Consider credit card fraud detection. For a transaction 9 times likelier to be fraudulent than legitimate, the company will deny it unless customer satisfaction is 9 times more important than potential loss. These value thresholds, what economists call reward function engineering, require human judgment machines can't replicate. Navigation apps like Waze demonstrate this perfectly. While they excel at predicting the fastest route, users often override suggestions based on objectives beyond speed, such as needing fuel or avoiding stressful conditions. Though apps can incorporate preferences, they struggle with subjective factors. Humans maintain an advantage in understanding their multidimensional, idiosyncratic objectives. As prediction machines improve, determining how to best use their predictions becomes critical. This sometimes means hard coding judgment in advance, as with self-driving vehicles, but engineers must ensure AI doesn't over-optimize one metric at the expense of broader goals, like when recommendation systems push extreme content by optimizing for engagement without balancing other important values. Prediction machines enhance systems by identifying more ifs and enabling more thens in decision processes. Unlike the rigid mailmobile of the 1980s, modern systems adapt to varied conditions and unexpected obstacles. Better prediction identifies more situational variables, allowing appropriate reactions to complex conditions. Today's delivery robots assess wet surfaces, lighting, human proximity, and distinguish between animals without pre-planned paths. They even predict human behavior, slowing near building exits where people might suddenly appear. Prediction also expands our action options by reducing uncertainty. Apps like Waze provide accurate travel predictions that eliminate buffer strategies like arriving excessively early at airports. Better prediction enables contingent rules that optimize decisions based on real-time conditions. Humans often satisfy, taking shortcuts rather than making perfectly rational decisions when facing complexity. We've developed workarounds like airport lounges and invasive medical procedures to manage poor prediction. As prediction machines improve, they handle more complexity, reducing risk, and transforming decision-making. Much of what we consider intelligence is simply the ability to predict what happens next in complex environments. The rise of AI presents 3 fundamental trade-offs: productivity versus distribution, boosting economy while potentially worsening inequality; innovation versus competition, economies of scale leading to market concentration; and performance versus privacy. Systems improve with more data, creating tension between capabilities and privacy. China exemplifies these trade-offs with 3 advantages: massive government investment, population scale providing unmatched data, and relaxed privacy policies. This creates potential for a race to the bottom on privacy standards as countries compete for AI leadership. As prediction becomes cheaper, human prediction skills decline in value, while judgment and action become more valuable. Labor impacts are nuanced. High-skilled prediction jobs may decline as new judgment-focused roles emerge. Current AI remains narrow, despite several companies pursuing general AI that could fundamentally alter economic principles. The question isn't whether machines will replace us, it's how we'll reinvent ourselves to focus on uniquely human qualities: judgment, creativity, and values. How will you adapt to a world where prediction is practically free?